the Gospel Hour, making known to this nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message that was preached and recorded by the founder of the Gospel Hour, Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gospel Hour. I'm David Green, director of the Gospel Hour, inviting you to stay tuned with us for the entire program today, because we have a great song for you today by the Gospel Hour singers and musicians. And of course, we are continuing with our verse-by-verse study of the Gospel of John, as preached and taught by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. Now, we'll get to that in a moment, but as I said, we have a great old song for you, Master, the Tempest is Raging. Now, this is from one of my favorite albums, Musical Stories of Faith and Courage. If you would like a copy, just contact us here. We'll tell you how to get it. Right now, enjoy the music, and then Dr. Green.
Master, the tempest is raging, the billows are tossing high. The sky is o'ershadowed with blackness, no shelter or help is nigh. Carest thou not that we perish? How canst thou lie asleep? When each moment so madly is threatening a grave in the angry deep, the winds and the waves shall obey my will. Whether the wrath of the storm toss sea, or demons, or men, or whatever it be, no water can swallow the ship where lies the master of ocean and earth and skies. They all shall sweetly obey my will. Peace be still, peace be still. They all shall sweetly obey my will. Peace, peace, be still.
And now, here with our message, Oliver B. Green.
Now, gracious Heavenly Father, direct us as we study thy word today. Speak to my heart and speak through these lips of clay to those who wait in the great unseen radio audience. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm reading today John 7, verses 37, 38, and 39, a tremendous passage with a tremendous message. Listen carefully as we study the Word of God. In the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture hath said, out of his belly, his inner man, innermost being, shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified." There is some confusion and misunderstanding on the part of some born-again believers concerning this passage of Scripture. Some are confused as to when the Holy Spirit comes into the heart of a believer and when a believer receives the Holy Spirit. So I want us to study these verses today and let them speak, and let us hear the Holy Spirit as he speaks to us through the Word of God, and let us see what the Bible teaches concerning the Holy Spirit. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink." Now, let me point this out in the very outset. In Jerusalem, especially at this season of the year, water was very scarce. Now, there was a great multitude of people there. It was the last day, the great day of the feast. There were people there from the known world. There were many, many people, a multitude of people there. And naturally, there was a scarcity of water, more than it would have been normally, because there were thousands of visitors from all over the known world that did come into Jerusalem for the feast. So they were there. Maybe they were talking about the water shortage. I don't know. But Jesus said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Now, he that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said. Now, remember, Jesus said to the woman at the well, and she preached it all over Samaria, and the men who heard her preached it, and it, you know, the message spread far and wide. He said to her, you drink water out of this well of Jacob, and you thirst again, but you drink the water that I give you, and you'll never thirst. And she said, I want this water. And Jesus gave her that water, and the water he gave her, he said, I that speak unto thee am he. He gave her the word, and an artesian well bubbled up in her soul, and she went to the city and told the men she had met the Christ, the Messiah. Now, Jesus said, he that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly or his inner man. Now, that word in the Greek really should have been translated here, out of his inner man or heart or soul, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. Now, where does the river find its beginning? How does the river begin in a man's life? We read, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said. But now let me show you another thing. In verse 39, this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Now then, some precious people, and I say that word precious with tenderness, not sarcasm. Some dear ministers preach that a believer does not receive the Holy Ghost when they are saved, using this scripture to prove their point. But dearly beloved, the Bible says Jesus was not yet glorified. Well, now what does that mean? It means that he had not yet been crucified, buried, and he had not rose again. Now, Jesus told his disciples in John 16, he said, it is expedient that I go away. It's necessary that I leave, because if I do not leave, the Comforter will not come. The Holy Ghost will not come. But if I depart, I will send the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. So as long as Jesus was here, the Holy Ghost could not and did not come as he is in the world today. Now don't you misunderstand me. Jesus breathed on the disciples and said, receive ye the Holy Spirit. Now don't you misunderstand Oliver Green. And don't you say that I'm warping the Word of God. I'm not. The Holy Spirit has been from all eternity. He came in the Old Testament era. And he came and went. He came upon men and sometimes upon beasts. Balaam's donkey, for instance, and I believe it was the Holy Spirit that prompted the rooster to crow the night that Peter denied the Lord. But the Holy Ghost came in his fullness in this dispensation on the day of Pentecost, and everybody that believes the Bible knows that. And so Pentecost was not yet, because Jesus had not yet been crucified and he had not yet ascended back to the Father. But when he did ascend, he told the disciples to go into Jerusalem and tarry. And when the day of Pentecost was come, they would be endued with power to witness. And you know the story. Read it in Acts 1, 8 and following. So, Jesus said, they that believe on him should receive, that is, they would receive the Spirit. The Spirit was not yet given. The Holy Ghost was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified. Now then, let me move back to verse 39. Now, Jesus promised a river of living water flowing from the heart of what group or of whom? Watch it. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said. Not as Oliver Green says. Not as the Baptists or the Methodists or the Pentecostals or the Lutherans or the Episcopalians, but as the Scripture. Well, now, what does the Scripture say? The Scripture tells me in the very first place, or the very outset, rather, of this gospel, that in the beginning the Word with God, the Word was God, and then the Word became flesh. John said, I've come to bear witness of the light. And the entrance of the Word brings light. Now in John 1:18, Jesus was in the bosom of the Father, and he came to declare God the Father. Now he said, I'm not the light, I'm not the light, I'm just a voice. I'm just a voice. But I am here to declare the light, and God told me, Jehovah told me, that he upon whom the Holy Ghost descended and remained the same is the Son of God. So John said, I saw and I bear record and I know what I'm talking about. Now why have I said all that? I said all that to drive home this solemn Bible fact. The only way for any person to be saved in the day of John the Baptist or today is to hear the Word of God, the record. This is the message. God is light. This is the message. The entrance of the Word brings light. This is the message. The Word is the incorruptible seed. And by faith, we are saved. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And there is no such thing as being saved apart from the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the one who draws us, convicts us, and convinces us when we hear the Word. We must hear the Word before we can be convicted of sin. We must hear the Word before we can realize the need of a Savior. We must hear the Word before we know the way of salvation or the plan of salvation. This is the message. God is light. God is light. Now that's in 1 John 1:5 and following. All right, now let's get back to verse 38. He that believeth on me, he that believeth on me. Now don't misunderstand me. Now please don't. Let's be reasonable. And let us hear the Word of God. What does the Bible say? How do I become a living river in the inner man? How does a river bubble up in my soul, a river of living water? How does it happen? How does it happen? The Bible tells me the way it happens is to believe on Jesus. Believe on Jesus as the Scripture hath said. Believe on Jesus as the Scripture hath said. Now, it doesn't say if Oliver Green decides to change his way of living and he goes to church and joins the church and he goes down to the mourner's bench and I believe in a mourner's bench. He goes down to the altar and I believe in an altar. And he gets down on his knees and I believe in getting on your knees. And he prays, and I believe in praying. But it doesn't say if Oliver Green decides to change his way and join the church, and he goes to the altar, and he prays, and he begs God. No, it doesn't say that. It says that God will put a river in my soul if I'll believe on Jesus according to the Scriptures. Well, now, what does the Scripture say? The Scriptures tells me that the Word was in the beginning. The Word became flesh. Jesus was that light. He came to declare God, and John the Baptist said, this is Jesus, because God told me that the one upon whom the Holy Ghost descended and remained, the same would be the Son of God, and I saw and I bear record, and my record is true. All right, so we believe that, but what else do we believe? We believe that God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. We believe that he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God, and this is condemnation. What? Light is come. Light is come. Well, now, who is the light? Jesus is the light. Well, who is Jesus? Jesus is God in flesh. Well, who is God? In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So Jesus was the Word, God, the witness. He declared God. He was the light. All right. So, Jesus, the Word, came down to make known to us that God does not take pleasure in people being lost. He didn't send Jesus to condemn men. He sent Jesus to save men. And he that believeth on Jesus is saved. He's not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned. And why? Because he hath not believed. And this is condemnation. Light is come. And Jesus is the light. Now, when I believe on Jesus, when I believe on Jesus, as the Scripture saith, then God borns me into the family of heaven, and God puts within me living water, and God puts within me a river that flows living water, and God does it not because I change my way of living, not because I pray or beg or cry or join the church or because I'm baptized in water, not because of that. He does it because I believe on Jesus according to the scriptures. Now let me show you. Paul, the minister to the Gentiles, Paul called of God and he said, I magnify my office. The man said, I'm talking about Paul, he said when God called me, he said, I did not confer with flesh and blood. He said, I didn't go to Jerusalem to talk to the brethren. Now he said, what I know, God revealed it to me. What I'm preaching, God revealed it to me. And God made known to me the mystery hidden from eternity. Read Colossians 1, 27. 26 and 27. Read those verses right now. Paul said, God revealed to me the mystery hidden from eternity, Christ in you. Now this man, Paul, said, I preached unto you, first of all, that which I received. Now Paul said to the believers in the Corinthian church, he said, I preached you the gospel, and you're saved of the gospel, and you're standing in the gospel. Now he said, I preached unto you, first of all, that which I received, and what I received is Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. He was buried and rose again third day according to the scriptures and was seen of Cephas and so on, and then of the 12, and then of 500 brethren. And he said, I saw him as one born out of season or out of due time. Now listen carefully. The gospel is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. And at this time, Jesus had not been crucified. He had not been buried, and he had not rose again. So this spake he of the Spirit which they believe that believe on him should receive. The Spirit was not yet given. Jesus was not yet glorified. But now you and I are on this side of his glorification. He has been glorified. We are on this side of his glory. They nailed him to a cross. They crucified him. They took him down. They put him in a grave, a tomb. But death could not hold him. He rose again. And he ascended. And he sits at the right hand of the majesty. He is glorified. He sits in glory today to make intercession for us. Now, the split second that any person believes on Jesus, the Holy Ghost borns that person, baptizes that person, indwells that person, and leads that person, and seals that person, until the day of redemption, hallelujah. Now you say, preacher, where did you get that? I'll tell you where I got it. In John 3:5, except a man be born of the Spirit, he can't see the kingdom, water and spirit, word and spirit. Except a man, I'm dealing with the spirit part today. Except a man be born of the Spirit, that's John 3:5. All right. In Romans 8:9, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. Romans 8:9. So if you do not have the Spirit of Christ, you don't belong to Christ. Unless you're born of the Spirit, you can't see heaven. Now, we read in Romans 8:14, as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the children of God. So if you're a child of God, you're led by the Holy Ghost. How can the Holy Ghost lead you if he's not in your heart? Romans 8:14. Romans 8:16, the Spirit beareth witness with our spirit that we are the sons of God. So, if you do not have the Holy Ghost, you do not have assurance that you're saved. He, the Holy Ghost, testifies to our heart that we're saved. Then in Galatians, we're led by the Spirit. Now, in 1 Corinthians 12:12-13, all, everyone, for we're all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, rich or poor, bond or free, doesn't make any difference. All are baptized into one body by the Holy Ghost, and we've been all made to drink into one Spirit. And there's only one Spirit. Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, Spirit of God, all one. Spirit of Christ, all one. You cannot separate the Holy Spirit into different persons. He is a person. He is the third person of the Trinity. Now then, in Ephesians 4:30, and grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby ye are sealed sealed until the day of redemption. Now listen, dearly beloved. The reason Jesus said, this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. That was on the other side of Pentecost. You and I are on this side of Pentecost. Now hear me. Since the day of Pentecost, every person that has believed on Jesus has become a possessor of the Holy Ghost instantaneously. Because he, the Holy Ghost, convicts us, draws us, borns us, baptizes us, indwells us, leads us, assures us, and seals us. And of course, those who are yielded to God, he fills them. There is such a thing, and there are Christians who possess the Holy Ghost who are not filled with the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 5:18, be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. So it's possible to possess the Spirit and not allow the Holy Spirit to fully possess you or fill you. Now listen, precious people. In that last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and he cried, no doubt with a loud voice, and he said, if any man thirst, you say, preacher, how can I become a possessor of the Holy Ghost? If you're thirsty for God, if you're thirsty for salvation, if you are thirsty for Jesus, that's all. Are you thirsty? Then drink, praise God. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. If you're thirsty, drink. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture hath said, out of his heart or his inner man shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. But now he has been glorified. The Holy Ghost has been given. He came on the day of Pentecost, and he's been here ever since. And so if you're thirsty, just bow your head and say, dear Jesus, I'm thirsty. I wish to drink. I want to drink. I desire to drink now. And praise God, he'll fill your heart with the Spirit, with peace, and with joy and assurance. Heavenly Father, honor thy precious word, the Scripture, the Word of God. Honor the shed blood of the Lamb. Honor the name of Jesus, and save every soul that's under conviction, every soul that's calling upon you, especially that soul that's nearest hell, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Friends, this is David Green once again. Now, my dad has finished teaching us for today, but I still have a few moments left to share with you a very special gift offer. I hope you learn from the program today and can find something to apply in your Christian life. But I do want to spend the last few moments telling you about our gift offer. Oh, now this is the last week I will discuss this offer. You may order it for several weeks to come, but if you can't order today, please write down the information so that you don't forget. Now, what is in Gift Offer O? We have a very special interview with my mother on compact disc, and also a book by my mother on a very special, important topic from the Bible. And all of this is available to you if you simply ask for Gift Offer O and send the donation to the Gospel Hour in the amount of $10 or more. Now, if you've listened to the program very long, you know that we exist through your prayers and your donations. We are not underwritten by any group. We don't have money coming in each and every week from a group that we know is going to donate or give us money. We depend on you, our listeners, to give as God directs. So if you can give a donation of at least $10 and ask for Gift Offer O, I'm going to send you, first of all, a compact disc with an audio interview with my mother. We call it A Journey of Faith. It is 40 minutes long, and is conducted by Tom Harvey, who was a very long-time friend and helper to my dad, helped set up tent meetings. He was our radio guy that got the stations on the air for us, a very, very important person in the ministry. And he did this interview with my mother. You'll learn so much about how it was in the beginning with the tent services and all of that with my dad. Sometimes I had to share a single hamburger or a sandwich for a meal. The money was so low. But they went through it and followed the Lord, and the ministry grew. There are also songs on here, such as Down at the Cross, Jesus is All the World to Me, and so on, that my mom really loved. Then we have Everlasting Life, a book by my mom on that subject, a very important subject. What is it? How do we know we have it? 104 pages long. It's a hardback book with a foreword by my dad. So, to get both of these great items, the CD and the book, just ask for Gift Offer O and send your gift of at least $10. Here's how to make your donation.
Friends, to order this week's gift offer or to contribute to this ministry, write to us at the Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 2024, that's 2024, Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. Or call us toll-free Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-800-745-0324. That's 1-800-745-0324. You may use your Visa, Discover, or MasterCard anytime you write or when you call. You can also place your order online 24 hours a day by visiting our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Here also you may order other materials available through this ministry. To receive an audio CD of today's message, be sure to give us today's date and enclose a gift of at least $5 to cover the cost of production and handling.
Friends, this is David Green again. On behalf of myself and the entire Gospel Hour family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. I hope you received a blessing today and will tune in again each and every time you can. And so, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His will.